Doug and Wolf here on Arizona Sports 620. We are live in the KTARV right next to the lower practice field. And head coach Ken Wisdenhut, nice enough to come over and grab a headset after the first practice. So, how'd the first practice go? Who's the starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals?
No rain. How about that? No rain.
You did get that out of the way. That was good.
Yeah, we got it. It was good. It went good. Yeah, I think we were just a little sluggish. I think adjusting to the altitude is something that takes more than one day. And it was the first chance to get out there and run around. But we got better as it went along. And I thought the team period at the end was, there were some good things there. So not a bad start. And no, I don't know who the quarterback is yet.
Yeah, exactly. Wiz, are you worried about this quarterback competition thing? Are you worried at all about the way it might impact the team or it getting out of hand? Are you concerned about that at all?
Well, we won 7 of our last 9 with all kinds of stuff flying around the quarterback last year and didn't seem to affect our team. So I hope that's the way we take the approach in training camp. I think everybody recognizes that both players deserve the chance to be the starter, and they understand competition. There's one thing our guys understand. They understand competition. So is it something that you would prefer not to have to deal with? I mean, sure, but how many teams are with this right now? There's a lot of them. So, but we feel good about the two guys that we have vying for that number one spot, and I think we'll come out in a good place.
You know, it's funny. Today already they asked Larry about it and about the quarterbacks, and Fitz said, are you getting tired of the questions? And Fitz said, I got asked a lot more when it was Matt and Kurt. This is child's play. So it's kind of a funny answer, and I'm wondering, since you're already experienced at going through quarterback battles in camp, how does that benefit you as a head coach in evaluating another one?
Well, I can't,
I know everything's different.
Everything's different. Mm-hmm. I mean, back when the Matt and Kurt thing, that was big, because nobody really wanted Kurt to do it. Mm-hmm. Nobody thought Kurt should do it or that he should even have a chance for it. And when we named Kurt the starter, there was a lot of resistance. People were like, what are you doing? So just to show you, that was so much more intense than what it is right now, because I think if you look at both guys, there's a case that you can make for each one of those guys. If you look at the Dallas game, the way Kevin played in that game, after he had had a chance to process the offense, he looked pretty good. And even though John at times looks up and down, he won some games. So he thereby deserves a chance to compete for that spot. So I think our team understands that. I hope our fans understand that, knowing that we feel like we're going to come out of this with a good player there. We got two good players. One of them's going to be the starter.
Overall, Wiz, how are you feeling about the team coming into this training camp? Where do you need to improve, do you think, and where do you need to get better?
Well, I feel good about our team. I think the chemistry is pretty strong. I liked our offseason participation and the way they went about their job, about their craft. I think, defensively has the chance to be a strength. I'm not going to sit here and say we got a great defense by any stretch of the imagination. Those guys got to prove that they can do it. But I like the feel, the swagger that our defense has. I think that the two things that we've got to do, we got to eliminate dumb penalties, whether they're offside penalties, whether they're illegal contact penalties, things like that, number one. And number two, we got to play a disciplined scheme. If we do that, we have the talent where we'll be very good. So that's what I feel about defense. Offensively, obviously the quarterback thing is a big question, but I don't think that impacts our team as much. I'm excited to see how our line grows. I think Adam Snyder is a good addition. I want to see Bobby Massey compete for that other spot, but I like some of the other guys we have competing, and I feel good about having some players that can push for spots. And I'm interested to see how that comes out. And, we got a number of receivers that I'm excited about, and I want to see how that all shakes out. So there's a lot of things going on that are positive. I mean, when you say you have competition at a number of positions, that's a good thing.
That's what you've always thought.
What you always want. I look at our team right now and think, who's going to be our 53? Whereas 5 years ago, Do I have 53? It wasn't that hard of a decision, so it's a big difference.
Talking to Cardinals head coach Ken Wisdenhut here with Doug and Wolf on Arizona Sports 620. You mentioned Bobby Massey. I kind of feel like too many people in the media pigeonhole or speak for you in how you truly feel about rookies. And it's not very often you just get the platform. How does Ken Wisdenhut really feel about playing rookies and competition when rookies are involved trying to start football games at the NFL level?
Well, I don't have a problem starting rookies if they've earned it, if they've shown that they can do it. But what the perception is, you draft a player with the first round pick, you should just start him. But you know what? there's 10 other guys in that scenario that have busted their tails to earn that right to start. It's not fair that you just put a guy in there. I'm not opposed to playing rookies at all, but it's very, very unusual that you see a rookie that's ready to play. I mean, let's take the example of David Carter, okay? I love David Carter. Sixth round pick for us last year, did an absolutely fantastic job, but probably about week 10, week 9, he hit the wall and his play started to go down because you don't understand what it takes to go through an NFL season. So I think when you look at rookies and if you where they got to come from and where they got to go to, you got to make sure they understand what they have to do in order to be prepared. Michael Floyd is a hard worker, but Larry recognized in Minnesota that he wasn't doing what he needed to do to get to that level to help us as a player. So he did the infamous tweet, Michael's got to work harder. That's what you want. Mm-hmm. You want your players doing that because Larry recognized this guy can help me, but he's not going to play unless he works the way he needs to work. Not that he's not working hard, he's not working the right way. And that in a nutshell is what it is. Mm-hmm. They got to learn how to prepare, how to work, so that when you put them on the field in the game and those other 10 guys that are counting on them, they're not going to mess it up because they weren't ready.
Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt joining us here on the Doug and Wolf Show. Wiz, I have never been so excited to see a conditioning test in all of my life. First of all, coming up the hill, you know what? I just love it. Training camp, of
course. He was uncontrollable
yesterday.
Great
to be up here. Great to be around the highest level our species can generate. The game of football is back. It's great for all those reasons. But I saw something in that conditioning test that blew me away, and that was Dan Williams. Dan Williams looks fantastic to me. Now, obviously, you want him to play that one technique. You want him to be a little bit more physical, maybe. We haven't hit anybody. But Dan Williams at 314 pounds, how proud of you are you of Dan Williams?
I am very proud of Dan. Who is this guy that's wearing his jersey?
Yeah.
Because it's a slimmer. Yeah, you know what? But listen, this goes back to the point I was making with Larry and Michael Floyd. Towards the end of the OTA/minicamp time period, we had guys stand up and tell Dan, we're counting on you. You're a good football player. We need you.
His teammates.
And that resonated with Dan. That's what it's all about. I mean, that when you
totally.
Have, you, it makes a difference with these guys. And when Dan shows up like this, he's ready to play. He's a good football player. And, you know, the sky's the limit for Dan is a nose tackle in this defense. So to see him come in at that weight, to see him where he is shape-wise, speaks volumes about the chemistry and what it means to those guys to not let the other players down.
Wiz, does it worry you at all that he is 314? Because I'm thinking to myself, my goodness, Dan, you look great, but how about 325, somewhere in there? I mean, does the fact that he's lost so much weight bother you?
Well, I think you guys can probably correct me. It's probably a lot easier to put it on than it is to take it off. So that was not a
well
shot.
Said.
That was
that
not
was,
a shot, I, you guys. That was
that
not
was
a shot.
Well played,
but,
that was.
So
that was
I think that
shot taken, whether you intended it or
so
not.
So if we feel like he needs to move up a little bit and get stronger, and working with John Lott, we got the time that we can get that done.
Good point,
Ryan Williams. There's already tweets. What a move. What a move. He's had one practice. We were all mesmerized by Ryan Williams last year. Do you have to pull him back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
What,
tell me about the kid.
We just want to make sure that he's ready to go, not only physically but mentally. When you have an injury like that, you have to get to a point where you got to push through it, and you don't want to do too much too quick.
Because is he a rookie?
Oh, of course he is.
Yeah?
Of course he's a rookie. But he worked so hard in the off season, and he was in the meetings, and he studied, that it gives him almost like a
redshirt year.
Yeah, kind of like a redshirt year, I think is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
What about Beanie Wells? Your level of concern on Beanie Wells, Coach?
In what way? Well,
just health wise, and whether or not Beanie is going to be as productive as he was last year.
I don't think that we thought he was going to be full go on the first day of training camp at any point. We knew that this was coming. We were prepared for it. I think in whatever period that is, a week, 2 weeks, he'll be back out on the field. He'll be practicing. It'll look good. He'll be playing in the games, and we won't even be having this discussion. So that's kind of the way I look at it. That's what I anticipate.
Okay.
I think I will give Beanie a little bit of the grace because of what he did last year, fighting through that injury and playing every week. And there were times when he couldn't even hardly walk on Wednesday and he played on Sunday. So he's working hard in the rehab. I don't know. You saw Jeff King trying to jump rope today, but I know Beanie had a good session in his rehab period today.
He was pushing.
And so that's a good sign.
Do you have any plans at all in this week and a half to focus on the Saints whatsoever? Did you even worry about competition when you have actually five preseason games? Or are you going to pull the cards out and look a little bit?
You know what I tell you? See, we came in 4 days later than we could have. Mm-hmm. We could have come in last Friday. We came in on Tuesday because camp is long with that extra week. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, we've got to install a lot to get ready for a game because you got to put in all your different facets, whether it's 2 minutes, whether it's short yardage and goal line, whether it's red zone, whether it's mm-hmm. all those things. So we're in scramble mode right now for this week to get prepared for the scrimmage on Saturday. And then once we do that, we'll see where we are and reassess it. We don't game plan for preseason right. games, but we got to get enough stuff in situational type things that we can run against the Saints. So that's really our focus. We'll look at what the Saints do. I mean, you got to have an idea so you can show tape and you can talk about it, but we're not going to go into full game plan mode on them because we're going to get a chance to see some of these guys compete for the first time, and you want to be able to see how they can handle some things.
Wiz, as a player, did you ever get a chance to play in the Hall of Fame game?
I have played and coached in it both.
So you've done
couple
both,
of times,
right?
Yeah.
There, right. As a player, mm-hmm. did you like that? Did you enjoy playing in the Hall of Fame game?
Honestly, no.
As a coach, though, you gotta love it, right?
Yeah, I do. I do like it. I do like it this year. Sometimes, as a coach, you're just like you're scared that your children are gonna get into trouble. Sometimes, you're worried that extra game will expose your players to injury,
right?
In a preseason type format. So that's your concern as a coach. But you balance that with a great opportunity to evaluate players in a game situation. So I had a great story about the Hall of Fame game. I was playing for the Jets. We had a receiver named Rob Carpenter, and he caught the ball, broke wide open, was running down the field, crossed the 5-yard line, and spiked it. So he spiked it on about the 3-yard line. Thought he'd cross the goal line. The official was straddling the 5-yard line, signaling it like it was a touchdown. And nobody knew what to do. So they ended up giving him a touchdown, and we went ahead and kicked it because it was the Hall of Fame game. But that's one of my vivid memories from.
Wow.
But that was when it was a grass field. That was a long time ago. But when you say every time I think Hall of Fame, I think about Rob spiking that
ball. Rob Carpenter. He was a good player, too.
Yeah, I think you have to. Okay, last question. Plan for tomorrow afternoon. What do you want to see with your first practice when they're going to get after it a little bit more physically?
You know, I'd like to see a good fight.
Yeah?
No, I'm just kidding.
Did you have Wolf
no
on that
I
one?
Am deep down inside, this guy was a brawler, all right? There's nothing wrong with a few haymakers in a practice,
Wolf,
though, right?
For
Coach?
Everybody that's listening, Wolf almost fell off the chair. He got so excited. I would like to see how we handle contact for the first time. It's going to be intense. There's going to be a little chippiness, as they say. But, you know, what I'd really like to do is just see us be able to use our techniques and our fundamentals with our pads on, because this is the first time we've done it in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys.